How's this work?
Lindsay, did you bring aloe?
Did I what?
Did you bring aloe?
Is this about getting burned or something?
Save it for the podcast.
And a name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one on the back. Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Wham! Cut zap. First try. Why so serious?
He's a fast killer.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
I'm freaking pumped! I've been drinking green tea all goddamn day!
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Good Day for a Movie Podcast. I'm Jacob, joined alongside me, as always, Tate and Sage.
What's up?
And?
Sage, that's not how this works. You have to say hi first.
We have a time limit.
Every single time we have a guest, we have a
time limit. We have a time limit. No, I'm done with your two's bullshit.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Sage, say hello.
Hi. Now,
and we are also joined.
Use our time wisely.
By one of our favorite people, at least one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, the creator of our logo, at least the person logo, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
Not much. I'm nervous. I got to reset. It feels real now.
It feels nice because we're checking off like the boxes slowly. We've had like Elizabeth, Catherine, Harrison, Kale. We're moving down the friend list, so
yeah,
it was only about
the
time.
List, baby. We
no,
made it.
No, you were the first one we wanted on of all of them.
You've been denying
and you
us.
You just kept saying no.
If I remember right, I think we've asked you before we've asked everyone else. It's like, hey, Lindsay, no. Okay, fine. Harrison. Yeah. Hey, Lindsay, no. Okay, Kale. Hey, Lindsay, no.
Elsa. Well, I'm not a movie person.
It's our white whale of podcast.
I'm not a microphone
guests.
Person, so.
Heard.
Yeah,
same.
Call me the white whale.
Well, as always, with our guests, they get to pick the movie. And Lindsay, you picked a brand new movie.
Wait. We're not there yet. We have questions we have to ask Lindsay.
Oh shit, right.
I just remembered that. So I don't really have one. Sage, do you have one? You go first. You usually ask something about cooking.
Lindsay, I was just doing some homework, and that one of the top three trending restaurant trends in the US. I'll give you three guesses, and if you can get one of them right.
Trending restaurant trends?
I'll make it for you in person at some point.
Like a food?
Like a food trend, yeah. I'll give you three guesses. There's one in particular that I think you'll get.
I don't know. I'm caught off guard.
I am too.
Can I get a hint?
They give it away.
Well, then pass.
Is it avocado toast? From... the European continent.
No.
Are we talking dishes or
Asian continent?
Like a dish trend.
Asian continent.
No.
I don't know.
South America and Mexico.
No. It's Southern.
Okay. There we go. Collard greens.
No. This isn't that hard. Come on.
It's Southern.
We're going off of nothing.
Talk about wasting time on this podcast, Sage.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you got me thinking so hard about this now.
You're overthinking it.
Is
barbecue.
It
barbecue.
Huh? No.
Barbecue.
Dish. Dish.
Ribs.
It's a sandwich.
Po' boy.
No.
Oh, I fucking love a po' boy. No, that's all I can think about.
Chick-fil-A. That's from the South and it's a sandwich.
Bon mi. No, you said it's Southern.
Wow.
Jacob's knocking on the door.
Fried chicken sandwich. Chicken and waffles.
Yes, chicken sandwich. Fried chicken sandwich.
That's just trending?
It's one of the top three trending, Lindsay.
I feel
in
like
country.
Your trend is way off. The fried chicken sandwiches were
like... Who says this is trending?
Like
what is this from?
2018. When the fast food wars of Popeyes versus like Chick-fil-A was happening.
Jacob, it's trending hot right now.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Who says? This is so dumb. Let's move on.
That's a good point. Who says?
Let's move on. Okay, my question is, you are a listener to the podcast when you've seen the movies that we are reviewing, typically. And recently we had one that got you all sorts of fired up. I would like to hear your boy and the heron opinion.
Mm. I feel like you're trying to get this to go over 45 minutes because I am fired up about it.
No.
I don't know. I loved it. Oh, I laughed. I cried. I like sat at the front of my seat because I liked it so much. My favorite thing about Hayao Miyazaki movies is that you got to like look in the little background of the screen and see all the little things happening. I just think it's beautiful. And you guys thought about it too much as like a movie and not about just like a dreamy little 2 hours you're supposed to be like set in. You're not supposed to think so hard during it. You're just supposed to experience it and see how it makes you feel.
The whole God.
So do you just get fired up about it because you're wrong?
Me?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm right.
The God creating and the structure thing really fucked me up on all that. I was like, what am I watching? What's happening?
Well,
but
you were thinking too hard.
Maybe I was. My favorite part about that movie, I think one of my favorite parts was the little baby white ball semen things that were just like floating around. And then like the seagulls were eating them, you know?
Yeah.
The little white balls that were like babies. Those things are funny.
I like the little parrots. They were so cute.
The killer
they
parrots.
They were human eaters. They weren't cute.
They were kind of cute. Though.
They were adorable. And then if you looked in the background of those, they were like cooking and stuff. And
they were deadly.
I don't even. Next question.
All right. The next question is, I know you're a fan of Bob's Burgers. It's one of your favorite shows, I know. Who's your favorite character on Bob's Burgers and why? Oh,
it's like picking my favorite of you guys.
That's easy. Come on now.
I don't know. You know, I kind of relate to Louise a little bit, but I wasn't as much of a rule breaker as a kid. So maybe I was more of a Tina. But my sister was a horse girl, so I also really like whenever she does anything horse related because it hits home, you know.
That's funny.
That was the best question out of all of them.
I'm still upset about the fried chicken sandwich.
That was a stupid question. That was
Harrison and Lindsay love fried chicken sandwiches.
That's ever been asked.
I still love it. I thought it was like a trick question, like it was something weird.
I did too.
Well,
no.
That's
just your favorite thing. It's just one of your favorite things.
You could have said that as the hint.
You're trending, Lindsay. You're trending.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Let the listeners know that I am trending.
All right. You have picked a movie. What movie did you pick and why?
I picked Next Goal Wins by Taika Waititi. And I chose it because I love Taika Waititi. There hasn't been a movie he's made that I haven't liked, so I was kind of biased anyways. But I also just wanted to make Jacob spend $14, so.
I appreciated that.
Yeah, and I hope you guys rented the right one, because there's a documentary and then there's a movie. So.
Yep, I did get the movie, yes. It is Next Goal Wins, the story of the infamously terrible American Samoa soccer team, known for a brutal 2001 FIFA match they lost 31-0. Like you said, directed by Taika Waititi, he also wrote it. Ian Morris was also another writer on there, starring Michael Fassbender, a bunch of Samoan actors, I'm assuming. Will Arnett, Elizabeth Moss also make appearances. It is available for purchase only for $14.99. When the question was asked, would you rather have it be a rental for $14.99 or just own the movie? To that, I would say you don't actually own digital copies of movies because they can remove them from your library anytime you want. And my answer to that would be neither. I do.
I have a response to that on the other side. Because I knew Jacob would raise some fire about it, and it's bullshit.
I couldn't really hear what he said. He was mumbling.
I have to get closer to the mic.
Listen to
your mic's probably
real quick.
In the other room.
Listen to how far away that mic was from his face. Did you hear that? It was
like he pulled it for so long.
And then he says, wait, it needs to be in front of me?
I'm gonna retort that, Jacob, because it's bullshit.
I don't know what's bullshit, but we will see you on the other side.
It's known as the beautiful game, but let's face it, it's a complicated game, guys. Soccer, as you like to call it, is like life. Next season, I think we have a real shot.
I'm sorry, Thomas, did nobody tell you? You're fired. Good news is,
you got two options.
Option one, that's where you're currently at.
Or,
American Samoa.
Are you serious? If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown.
haven't scored one goal in the history of our country trying to have a soccer team.
Goal! They scored again. Humiliation.
Mark my words. Things are going to change. I got us a new coach.
Something to drink?
Whiskey, beer, wine?
Yep, we got all those. Which one?
Whiskey, beer, and wine. It's safe to say you have zero talent or understanding of the game.
Something not right about this guy. Well, he is white.
Coach, you've got the toughest job on the island.
Only one is just one goal. One goal.
Come on, guys!
We've worked too long and hard for this.
You've only been here a few days.
What the?
I can't work with these guys. For them, it's like some sort of game.
It is a game, Thomas.
That's it, Jaya. Leadership. Now we're making some progress.
Dear Lord, thank you for sending us Mr. Rongan. We've become quite attached to him. It's like finding a little lost white kid at the mall and telling him which way to go.
So you guys don't all play the trailer together right now? I pictured that too.
No, I put that in afterwards.
You're all just like watching.
Wow, that I think brings us in. That was hilarious.
I think Lindsay needs, oh, bye, Sage. I think Lindsay is going to get like an executive producer credit for like the rest of the podcasts.
Yeah, as I should.
I think so.
Thank you.
All right. When Sage gets back with his wine, we'll jump into this. Did either of you look up things about this movie?
No, not really.
Good, 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 good.
You looked them up before or after?
After. I have a game for us.
Ooh.
Actually, quickly. I feel like you guys might appreciate this. I accidentally threw the cork away in my wine bottle and I didn't have anything to replace it. So I put a towel in it and it looks like a Molotov cocktail.
It does.
I would be intimidated as fuck if I walked into a house and saw that.
I know.
Wait, the cork fell into the bottle?
No, I accidentally threw it away.
Oh. Yeah. Even funnier.
Guys, does it bother you that Sage just lives with all of his windows open?
What do you mean open?
Like all of his windows, like he doesn't put his blinds down at night. Even when he goes to bed, he just keeps them open.
Yeah,
I don't open my blinds.
Exactly.
Oh, I definitely do during the day.
I mean, I open them during the day, but at night?
No, yeah.
The thing is, the only window downstairs is right behind my TV, so I can't even get to the blinds to open it, really.
Yeah. Sage, nice. I was just talking about how it bothers me that you keep your blinds open all the time. That's all.
I got nothing to hide. People want to peek. The show is open.
Your male privilege is showing.
No, I'm way too nervous to walk around my house naked. I'm wearing sweatshirts all the time.
There's sometimes where I'll like my bathroom isn't directly like the window. You can't fully see into my like bathroom, but sometimes I'll just like go to the bathroom with the door fully open. And if I sit down, I can like see out my window barely. And I'm just like, oh God, what if someone's there? What if someone's there? Yeah. So sometimes I forget that. I have them open.
I'd be way too nervous about someone seeing my naked booty. So,
all right. Well, this is all staying in because we already declared that we're on the other side now.
Okay.
So let's open with whatever this retort is that you have to say.
Yeah, this bullshit. This bullshit of it being $14. I have had to watch how many movies in the movie theater, and most of them cost at least $10 to watch, and then another like $15 for popcorn.
You know, you don't have to buy popcorn. It's not required.
No, it's not.
Lindsay, that's like saying, you know, you're not required to breathe.
Well, if you're going to complain.
I'm not required to breathe, but I choose to breathe to live. It's like, I'm going to get popcorn. Anywho, I'm defending you.
No. Anywho,
the number of bullshit movie, Napoleon, that was the most recent one. The number of bullshit movies I've had to go to the movie theater for. And waste my money and my time and had to hold my pee and almost pop my bladder and then go to the hospital and like rack up medical bills on top of that.
You are such a baby.
This is light years.
You are.
I was sitting there. I was like, fuck, I'm not going to another movie theater for this podcast again after this experience, because this $14 was way better. Well, yeah, this $14 was way better than any movie theater experience I've had for this podcast.
That was the funniest way to defend that ever.
So bullshit to the whole $14.
I think this may be really funny as well. Sage, your first impressions of this movie.
I was trying to make Lindsay nervous, but I actually like this movie a lot.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I was Taika Waititi, I thought I was okay with Jojo Rabbit. I thought it was way overrated. I still think it's way overrated. But I loved Hunt for Wilder People or Wildebeest.
Wilder People.
Is it Wilder People?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wildebeests are the things that kill Mufasa and the Lion King.
Yes. Hunt for Wilder People. Thor Ragnarok was pretty decent.
Best Thor.
That I pretty much hate Marvel movies now. And like his role in everything is pretty fun. So going into this, I was like, I don't know what's going to... I actually really enjoyed it. And I think the two aspects about it. So like, it was not a comedy where I was rolling on the floor laughing like Anchorman or Step Brothers, but it had a lot of really, it was more of a, man, I had this in my head earlier, but after a glass of wine, I already forgot it. It's a cute Feel comedy. Good. It's Feel a cute good. Comedy. Like, it makes you chuckle. It doesn't make you laugh out loud. But like it had good humor throughout. And on top of everything, it being like based on true events and then bringing in the people that were actually involved with the story, showing how it actually like in introducing, like when I read that someone lost 31-0, I was like, bullshit, that there's no way any FIFA referee would let a match go to 31-0. And then when they showed the actual highlights, I was like, holy shit, I cannot believe that happened. So the whole true parts, it had a lot of good emotional and serious aspects to it. And it was a kind of cute humor movie. It's actually going to get a good rating for me at the end.
It was a good movie. Lindsay, I should have warned you beforehand when you picked a comedy. Sage says comedies can't go above 80 for him.
This is true.
Is it a comedy? Or is it just a feel good?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's right.
We'll find out at the end when you rate it.
I just got him up to a 90.
I ain't going that high.
Sage, did you look up many things about this movie afterwards?
Me?
Yeah. No. Good.
I never do research or write.
Good. First impressions were that I really liked it. It was great. I think it was pretty much exactly what I thought it was going to be. Like it was, Sage said it well, it was cute, funny. It wasn't laugh out loud, but I chuckled and like had a smile on my face, I feel like, for the whole entire thing. And I think the fact that it's like the whole based on true events, and then like the more I watched it, the more it all felt very, very real. Like they didn't need to fib any of it. And then also just the New Zealand accent, or like, I guess they were doing the American Samoa, but I think like they kind of did like the whole Taika Waititi, New England kind of style of humor of like the way that they're talking, gets me every time.
Style of humor.
New England. Did I say New Zealand?
Okay. That makes way more sense. I'm like,
wow, in my head, I said New Zealand.
Did Taika Waititi actually grow up in Boston? That's crazy.
But New England style humor, not that interesting. Yeah. Can't confirm.
Well, I don't know. Ted is pretty funny, but his style of humor is just great. So yeah, this movie was awesome. I liked it. Jacob?
I'm not going to put the awesome. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I think I'm kind of Taika Waititi'd out a little bit. Thor: Love and Thunder was abysmal. I hated that movie. And so that's kind of left a sour taste in my mouth. This is better than that. Sage's take on Jojo Rabbit is insane. Jojo Rabbit is a fantastic movie. I some of the humor just didn't quite hit for me, and it's just the typical Taika Waititi. So I, like I said, I've experienced a lot of it, but it was fine. I was fine with it. I'll probably be kind of quiet on this episode. Lindsay, I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's just changing my opinion of you, Jacob. That's fine.
Did you see that coming, Lindsay?
What were your first impressions?
I loved it. I thought it was really sweet. It was under 2 hours, which I liked. That was another reason why I picked it.
Big win.
Big win.
I just thought it was really well done. I thought it was great. I thought it was easy to watch. I didn't get bored at any point. And even though you can like kind of predict the ending, like I still thought it was like pretty fun.
I think
I have, no complaints about it.
Yeah. I think it's hard to have complaints about this movie. Like it's a very simple story. They don't like get crazy with it. It's just like, they don't even show the loss. It's like takes place, whatever it is, 10 years later. Right. Cause they lost, like they had the bad loss in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And then like this movie takes place 10 years later. And it really is just like takes like 3 weeks. Like it's, isn't that right? Like this movie is over the course of like a month. And they just play one soccer game. Like, very simple story. So, not really any room to poke holes in anything. But, yeah, very, very happy movie.
Mm-hmm. My biggest complaint is Elizabeth Moss and Will Arnett. They just seemed so out of place.
Yeah, I didn't need them in there.
Yeah, it was like they were in there to be big names and hopefully bring people to the movie, I guess. I don't know.
Well, Jacob.
That was just bizarre.
Did you ever hear that story about the dog? I had a dog growing up.
And I'm a big Will Arnett fan. Like, I think
Will Arnett's hilarious.
But he was not in this movie, I didn't think. It was just a weird addition.
I laughed so hard the second time he started telling the dog story. When he, like, started out, he's just like, ever tell you about the dog I had growing up? And the guy's like, yes, you've told me this already. He's like, no, not that one. Not that one. It was another one. And he's like, how many dogs have you killed? I thought Will Arnett was funny, even though it was a very weird role.
The person that absolutely destroyed me laughing was the head of the football association.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His Oscar Keitley. The dad, he fucking killed me. His humor, I don't know, the way he just talked, like
that was the Taika Waititi humor the most.
Yeah.
Like it
was his execution of it. Like, cause when Taika Waititi does it, it's kind of like, for me, it's like, meh. Like, I'm not huge on Taika Waititi's like, okay. But, like, for some reason, the way he was executing it made me laugh hard. Like,
well, what I like about Taika Waititi movies is that he, like, finds people that he likes and he just, like, reuses them. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing because they're, like, always cast in the right role. Like, I feel like he was perfect for that. But he's in, like, every other Taika Waititi movie, too. And, like, same with, like, one of the, like, soccer players and, like, the wife of the guy was also, she's in, like, a bunch of his other movies. And I love that.
Yeah, I guess her name's Rachel House. She was the sheriff or detective in Hunt for Wilder People, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so, Lindsay, you also, I know you love games, so I put together a little game. And this game is going to be true or false, whether they whether it was an actual, like, things that they showed in the movie actually happened in real life or not. And so I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things that happened in the movie that I'll ask you. It's just a true or false, but I'm gonna count points.
I'm ready
for each one of you. Okay,
you're asking us too.
I'm asking all of you, whoever wins with the most amount of points, whoever gets the most right. All
right, what?
Glory.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't thought that far through.
Lame prez. I don't want glory.
You get, I'll Venmo you $5. How about that?
Deal.
How about the person who does the worst, the other two get a bullion?
Deal. Okay. What?
Like Pretty Princess. Like whoever does the worst between the three of us.
We'll do a
booing
session.
You can have
a booing
session.
While we do them.
So the person who does
just
the worst.
Boo the person. Okay,
I think you said bullion. I'm like, what?
You know what? I heard that too, Jacob.
Okay, good. So some of these might be easy. Some of these might be kind of easy. But first one, he was fired in the movie. He was fired from his coaching gigs in the U.S. When he was offered this job. True or false in real life for the real coach?
True. Cool.
He was like fired. Like, was like he got fired from all the jobs he had in the U.S.
The whole prep about why he went to Samoa is because he was like,
oh,
he got fired from his jobs there, and this was the only job he could take.
Sure, true.
Lindsay.
Oh, I said true.
Oh, okay. That one is false.
Ah.
He was a coach for the U.S. under 20 team, and he took this as just a part time gig. All right, next one. In the movie, he frequently drank a lot and was kind of portrayed as an alcoholic. True or false?
True.
I assume that's true because that was the one part of the movie that I was like, is this going to get resolved or is this just like a sidebar that like likes a good drink?
True.
Wow, you guys are, no one's strained from the pack yet. That one is also false. He's not much of a drinker at all. And
what?
What was the point of that?
Taika Waititi said that he wanted to change this. He wanted to falsify the story a little bit to make it a little more fun and interesting. Huh. Sounds like he was, yeah, just a really little, nice guy that took this prankster as a part-time gig. And Taika Waititi wanted to make a whole drama.
Like, I want to make this guy a worse person.
All right. Well, maybe these are harder than I thought because I thought you guys would have got one of those two. In the movie, he was not a fan of Jaya when he first met her. True or false?
Wait, in the movie or in real life?
In the movie, so whether he loved her or not, whether he was a fan of her or not when he first met her.
In real life.
In real life, yeah. So true would say, yes, he wasn't a fan. False would say, no, he loved her.
I'm going to say false.
Okay.
I'm going to say true.
False.
Jacob, stop copying me.
Yeah, Jacob's copying me just so he doesn't get booed. That one is false. He did love her right off the bat.
Nice.
In the movie, he was not religious. True or false that he is actually not religious?
So false is he is religious?
False is he is religious. True is he's not religious.
I'm saying true. False.
Sage true. Says true. Lindsay says true. And Jacob says false. That is true. He said he was an atheist. But he said that, because I read this whole interview with him, he said that the 4 p.m. bell during the middle of the day for their religious break or prayer, he said that that was like his moment with the soccer team where he could like take some time to himself and just like that was like meditative for him. And it said it made him more spiritual, but he's still not religious. All right. True or false?
Those white people love spiritual stuff.
So wait, Sage and Lindsay got that one, right?
Yeah. Are you keeping track of us?
Yes. You have two. The others jabronis have one.
Nice.
True or false? He lost his daughter in a car accident when she was a freshman in college.
True.
I feel like that has to be true.
It has to be true. If it's not, that's crazy.
It is true. It was his stepdaughter.
Oh.
Yeah. But sad. And it was in 2004. So this takes place many years later. But he did say that this experience on the island helped him with it. All right. Last two. The goalkeeper that they all really liked in the movie, he was retired from soccer. And the coach had to have a conversation with him to try and convince him to come back. True or false?
False.
I was going to go false.
Fuck.
That's
true.
Not an option, Jacob.
It is true. He was retired.
No!
He was retired for several years. And he honestly was embarrassed about the performance of the 31-0 loss. And he was living in Seattle when the coach was down in American Samoa, and he had to call him over the phone, so it didn't happen in person. But over the phone, he told the goalkeeper that they need him and they want him back. And he was like, no, my kid, I'm an embarrassment to my kid. My kid thinks I'm a loser. And he was like, well, this is your chance to become a hero. And he convinced him, and he flew down and played in the game. And they're like best friends, or they're really good friends now. All right, the last one is, in the movie, they won their game 2-0 with a last-minute penalty save. Penalty kick save.
In the movie, they won 2-1.
2-1, yeah. So, or yeah, whatever. They won by a penalty kick at the end of the game.
I think it's false.
The penalty kick part?
Yeah, that felt like
that
drama.
They won with a penalty kick at the end of the game.
With them missing
that
the
they
penalty
saved
kick.
The penalty kick, yeah.
I'm going to say false as well.
I'm going to say true.
It's false.
They
went up 2-0 and it was a very anticlimactic end. That's the part
that
I read.
Did we all just tie?
No, I think Sage lost.
Lindsay got 4, Jacob got 4, Sage got 2.
Nice. All right, all together now. Let's boo Sage.
Boo. Boo. Yeah, you suck. Boo.
You're a bum.
You know what? That felt good.
I just thought that some of those things were interesting. I was like,
it's just my turn to marinate like a fish. Some lemon juice and hot seasonings. And
all right, good game.
Sage is just a tin can.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought some of those things were interesting.
Yeah. Was that Michael Fassbender's real accent? I'm pretty sure he's British.
I think so. Yeah, he's from the UK. I don't know. Is he British?
I have no idea.
Well, British, hey, UK, same thing.
Is he the guy from Prometheus?
Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
You know who he sounds a lot like is Jason Schwartzman. I heard Klaus whenever he talked. That was just me. All right, I'll fuck off.
Wow.
Should we, ready for this one?
Mr. Michael Fassbender is German.
But
oh yeah, because he's in Inglourious Bastards.
His mom's Irish, and he was raised in Southwest Ireland.
He was born in Germany.
He speaks German.
Yes, he was born in Germany to a German father, Josef, and an Irish mother, Adele. Michael was raised in the town of Killarney County, Kerry, in Southwest
Jacob,
Ireland.
Jacob, I need to be right. You said Britain earlier, so.
Yeah, well, I said British, UK, same thing.
Nuh-uh.
Same thing.
Nuh-uh.
Close enough. I was directionally correct.
You're wrong.
All right, so Lindsay, who is your favorite on this soccer team?
Oh my gosh, that's one of the questions I wrote down.
Yeah.
I was going to look at my little notes. I had a hard time deciding because I really like Jaya. I thought that was a really cool story. But the first goalie they had, yeah. I could not stop laughing. Oh, I loved him so much. And like when the other goalie shows up, like he didn't even care.
Yeah.
He just like
The Jaya, like I got teary-eyed. I don't know if I cried, but I was like, I got pretty teary-eyed at the very end there when he was giving the story about his daughter, Nicole. And like mostly because right before they go into halftime, he calls Jaya Nicole. He's like, Nicole, you got to get in there and be a leader. And she's like, what? And he's like, Jaya, I'm sorry. And so like that's where I started to connect why he liked Jaya so much was because he lost his daughter. But that part was, so I liked Jaya. I think she was my favorite.
And so cool that it's a true story. I was like, yeah. I bet they added this just to like add something like interesting. But I was like, no, it's real.
Yeah.
That's where my mind was. When they brought up Jaya from like real life, I was like, no, fuck. Like that felt like all of this was very storied or felt very storied. I'm with you, Lynn. That felt like the most storied part. Like they needed to add some kind of modern kind of twist to or like some modern addition to it. But it was, that is crazy that actually happened.
Well, and that she's like what they say at the very end of the movie, that she's now in the FIFA.
She's a spokesperson for transgender rights in FIFA,
and she's like won a coaching award or something like that.
So something cool. Like that, yeah.
Yeah, Jaya's my favorite. Jacob, Sage, who are your favorite players?
Mine's Nicky. I thought Nicky was awesome.
Is he the slide tackle man?
No, he's the goalkeeper that came
he's
back.
He's the goalkeeper, yeah.
Yeah, I loved that story because that is I play goalkeeper.
Oh, come on.
So, yes, it was a futsal league. Yes, it was one season. But it feels bad when you let in a lot of goals. I can vouch for that. That sucks. That's not a good feeling. So, like, but to do it on the grand, like, FIFA World Cup qualifying, representing your nation, and put out the most embarrassing performance in the history. Okay, that's a little side tangent. I am actually genuinely amazed that they let that game go to 31-0. Like, that's
is there precedent
one that's kind
calling of a game early. I feel like why? How wouldn't it?
But on Australia's side, run out. Like that's fucking insane to just be like, "Hey, these guys are absolutely terrible, and we've basically made them look horrible. Let's just continue making them look like the most embarrassing."
Yeah, but like I feel like you've seen like high school football scores that are like crazy like that. Those
Jacob,
like 96.
There is no direct comparison. Shut up, let me talk. There is no direct comparison for 31.
I think like
a
96-0 high school football game would be pretty close.
That would be like 18-0.
Okay, whatever. Let me.
That would be like 15-0. 31-0
is
insane.
This team was so bad that Australia was probably in a position where like we're not trying that hard, but the goals just keep going in.
Well, and American Samoa, it's one of those things where American Samoa probably wanted to play. Like,
yeah, and like they probably, like it's probably a relatively new program too, would be my guess.
Yeah, but it is crazy that that's just a wild score. It's a wild stat, but.
It's insane. Going back to it, I totally get, I think, and for that to be a true story, I think, yeah, that makes Nicky my favorite player.
I kind of thought that it wasn't going to be true that they won that game at the end. I thought that was going to be like intriguing. A storybook ending, and like they're going to be like, in reality, they lost that game 1-0 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was really happy to hear that that was a true part of the story, is that they won a game. Jacob,
yeah,
who's your favorite?
I want to watch the documentary now, because now I want to see like what actually happened.
Wow. I'm going to pull up a video because I watched it. I did so much research after this movie, Lindsay. I watched a video of like some highlights from that game that they won 2-1. Everything is exactly as they portrayed in the movie. Like even one of the goals that they scored. I'll pull up the video and we can watch it later. But
Georgia Tech beat Cumberland College in 1916, 222-0.
Holy shit.
That's
pretty crazy.
That's as close to 31 as possible.
Guess who coached Georgia Tech? The biggest award in college football is named after him.
Heisman.
John Heisman. Kind of neat. I liked Rambo, and I liked Samsung/Samson.
Mm-hmm.
That was a
Samsung, yeah.
That was probably the one joke that made me laugh. When Fassbender's like, oh, is it because Samson because of his hair? He's like, no, Samsung, like the Chinese technology company.
Yeah. And Rambo was the cop, right?
Yeah, it was the cop.
I forgot about him.
The kick into the what did he like the soda can into the off the into thing the into the trash can was pretty funny.
Just him going wee woo into it.
My alarm's broken.
What? And just when he was just like, he's like, we're gonna need backup, blah 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 blah. And then like he ends that conversation. All right, we'll see you later at home, mom. Bye.
The other funny bit was the when he's on the bus and the guy on the bicycle passes them. He's like, dude, can you drive faster? He's like, nope, 20 miles an hour is the speed limit. Yeah. He got pulled over for going 34.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me want to go to America Samoa someday in my life just to say I've been there now. But
I think there's multiple Samoas too, unless I'm
yeah, there's Samoa and American Samoa. I think they talked about it in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harry had
was that Samoa
for me after this because I did not understand even where it was in the world.
Where in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really close to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's I wonder, do they actually speak English in American Samoa? Is that like the native language?
I don't know.
Because that's what I was thinking the whole movie.
Samoan and English are the two official languages.
The more you know.
Why is lots of good Samoan real football players Samoa? From those two countries. I think American Samoa specifically.
Did you just call it real football?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That was crazy.
Soccer.
Narrow mind.
Yeah. Soccer sucks.
That's funny.
I hated the ending narration of the game.
What?
Oh, I love that.
I love that. He said he suffered a stroke and they were like, huge stroke.
Yeah, no, yeah. That part was funny. I'm talking about like the actual guy like narrating it. It was tough. I did not like it.
I actually kind of liked the way that they did that. Yeah.
I even rewatched it today. I was like, was I just being too hard on this? And I rewatched it. I rewatched the last like half hour. And I was like, no, still don't like it.
Oh, I like that because it felt like sometimes these like sports scenes or fight scenes just like go on for so long that they like lose my interest. So I like that they like changed it up a little bit.
Yeah. And it
get dramatic and go boom, boom, slow motion scenes, boom, boom. Yeah, I have to agree. It was different. And I like the way that he told it kind of like ebbed and flowed. Like, and then we were winning the game, but then this happened. And it shows Rambo doing his
Pelican. I think it was very Taika Waititi, which is maybe why I didn't care for it.
Oh.
Taika Waititi.
I don't know. He also, when Love and Thunder came out, he was like, no, I'm kind of glad that people don't like it. I like making people mad. I'm like, you can't be doing
You're
that with
butchering that accent.
Yeah, I know, but whatever. those are the words that he said. You just shouldn't say things like that. Like, he's like, no, I went out trying to make people. I tried to make people mad with this movie. I'm like, with like a $500 million budget, you're trying to make people mad. That doesn't make much sense.
I love it. Take all their studio money and burn it.
Mm-hmm. Marvel to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like his Marvel movie shouldn't count with the rest of his movies. I don't count Marvel.
So did he direct Free Guy? I was looking up other movies.
Free Guy? No.
Was he just
involved with it? Sean. Oh, who's the guy that was at the Jets game with Taylor Swift? Sean Levy.
So what role did he have with Free Guy, though? Because he's listed in Free Guy.
He was in it. He may have been a producer.
Did he act in it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. That just
he's like the main bad guy.
He was the main bad guy.
Oh
yeah.
It'd been a while since I've seen it.
That's
apparently he was involved in Green Lantern, 2011's Ryan Reynolds.
Taika was?
Yeah.
In what way?
I don't know, but that is not good on your
resume.
Lindsay,
have you seen Free Guy?
Me?
Yeah.
Is that the one where he's like a video game non-player character?
Yeah, NPC.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Isn't that Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember Taika Waititi in it, but yeah, I trust you guys.
No, I don't either.
He's like literally.
He's the bad guy. He is the main bad guy. He's the guy. He's the guy that like owns the tech company that has the that like bought the software or had like copied the software or something that the two main good guys.
I don't remember. Yeah. It's fine.
Oh, Taika Waititi was in like he was an actor in Green Lantern. That's crazy.
He acts in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
No, for sure. I just did not remember him from Green Lantern.
I think you should open your mind to Taika Waititi, Jacob.
What?
Open your mind to Taika Waititi.
I like his early stuff. Like, it's just the last few things that he's done. I'm like, eh. And, like, just his attitude. But his attitude seems to be changing a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think maybe he was just upset.
Changed a little bit, too.
I think he was just upset that people didn't like his movie and was lashing out. I think he was upset that people didn't like his movie and he was lashing out.
As long as he keeps up the New Zealand vibes, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is, like, a world that needs to open. More New Zealand.
All right, so back to our movie. What'd you guys think of Fassbender? I thought he played a really good angry guy.
I feel like I don't like him in general, but it took me a while to figure out that was Michael Fassbender. It was probably halfway through the movie where I was like, "Is that Michael Fassbender?"
He was the coach.
It was a really weird look. Like it did not seem like him.
Yeah, it really didn't seem like him. Oh. It felt weird.
But he was a really good angry guy, though.
I thought he did great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a great actor.
Yeah. Based on, I don't think I've seen many movies with him, but.
Agent, because the last like 10-ish years, a little less than 10, he's been in some really bad movies. The Assassin's Creed movie, never saw it, but I heard it was awful. There's a movie called The Snowman that like they just didn't finish and they still just put out. And it's like regarded as like one of the worst.
I read that Taika Waititi
Phoenix was terrible.
Taika Waititi wanted to get Russell Crowe to play the coach, and he said, but he was too fat. And he said, because I don't know if you
Russell Crowe is definitely too fat.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen a picture. And he said that Russell Crowe's his good friend. And he's just like, I wanted my good friend Russell Crowe to play him, but he was too fat. So I had to find someone skinnier.
Well, because they showed the actual coach.
Yeah, Fassbender looks a lot like it.
They did a really good job.
Fassbender looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
They did a very good job of making them look very similar.
All right,
particularly the hair.
Let me show you this video.
Never won a game, never scored a goal in official competition. We win, we score. To me, this is going to be part of soccer history. Just like the 31-0 against Australia was part of history, we just made part of history. These guys did. I didn't. I'm so proud of the players. We got two more games to play. You know, maybe we have a chance to do something specially beyond this one game, but let's enjoy this one right now.
I'm happy. I can't explain it right now. I'm elated. I'm above everything right now. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to finally win a FIFA World Cup qualifying game ever. I didn't know what to feel. It's any goal.
He's the one that scored that goal.
First goal. Well, my second goal ever in FIFA competition.
Anywho, how nice is that?
Cute. Mm-hmm.
Now I think Fassbender was putting on like an accent because he sounded kind of like close to him.
Mm-hmm.
But did that not feel like exactly the movie, like the field that we just watched it on and like the blue tarp for their tent and
feel
or
like
their
they
bench?
Nailed it.
Yeah. Taika Waititi absolutely nailed the game.
Yeah, field and stance too, for sure. Yeah. The pride he has for Oceania, like those Pacific Island kind of people and countries and cultures is pretty, I hope he goes more of that vibe in his future. And like, I think that's his niche and he should stay there. He should stop going into Nazi Germany and the Marvel universe. He should stay in Oceania.
You're really putting him in a bubble, though.
Yeah, but it's a good bubble.
Jojo Rabbit is so good.
Lindsay, did you have any other questions that you had written down from the movie?
Let's see.
Are there notes?
Oh, I wrote all the moments that made me laugh out loud.
Let's hear it.
When he had to get boobs drawn on his face. Very funny.
That wasn't that. I feel like when that happened in the moment, I was like, that's just silly dumb. But then like the more that it went on, I was like,
right,
kind of funny. And even think back to it now, it's pretty funny.
Well, it's funny when they went home and his wife was like, and what are those boobs on your face? He's like, someone else drew them. She's like,
whose boobies are they?
Yeah, whose boobies are they?
I just feel like we should start making that part of our betting game. I'm very interested.
From now on, right? Not including the trivia game we did earlier?
I don't know. Maybe including the trivia game. The welcome song made me laugh when they like sang to him when he got into the bus. Oh, let's see. Oh, I wrote the hissing and the kissing. Like noises they were making at each other. What was that about?
It's a thing. Pacific Island, Pacific Island tribes, they would have different like clan, like like that kind of stuff. There's a bunch of crazy.
It's separate from the
not a haka.
Their terrible haka was hilarious.
Yeah.
Senior year of high school, our football team did the haka.
That's cultural.
No, our line coach was Samoan.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so he like taught us it and taught us all, like all
right,
meanings.
That's okay.
But so the hissing stuff though was from the islands or the islanders.
What
the hissing stuff, Sage?
It's like that. That's just a thing. It's a tribal thing. I don't know if it's not necessarily like a country thing, but like New Zealand tribes would have their own kind of
sounds.
Whatever, whatever you would call it.
Yeah, it was a funny.
I don't know if kissings. I don't know if a like that. That'd be worth googling if. Hmm? Samoa's like, I don't know what you would call that.
Smooch.
I don't know what word it is. Smooch.
Samoach.
Oh, and the other thing I wanted to talk about. On Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 44%.
Yeah.
What the fuck is up with that?
I don't even
know.
Are there
just millions of Jacobs in the world? Because we got to change that.
Yeah.
Lindsay, there are an unfortunate number of Jacobs in the world.
Not enough. Not enough.
Yeah, 44%. I remember when I saw some of these ratings, I was just like, oh man. And I feel like sometimes though, these types of movies get like, I don't know, maybe people have like a different idea of them before they go watch them. But if you kind of know what you're going to expect with a Taika Waititi film and you read the synopsis, you should not be walking out of this movie with a like a just hard dislike button on this movie. That's just my opinion.
A bunch of cranks.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I was going into this movie thinking I was going to give it probably a 20-point score worse than what I'm going to give it. Like, my expectations were pretty low.
Should we?
I was surprised.
Yeah, we're over our time limit with Lindsay.
Yeah, should we rank them?
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Before I transitioned, I'm working on my
anybody. Anybody have anything else they'd like to share before we move on to ratings?
No.
No.
I want marinated fish.
Actually, it did make me crave like poke.
I do like that he reused it though later to the other player.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
He's like, and you need to be son. Like, yeah. And the guy was like, wow, yeah, that's deep.
Mm-hmm. All righty. From the aggregators, a 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb, 44% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 44 out of 100 on Metacritic, and a 3.1 out of 5 on Letterboxd.
Fucked up.
Real fucked up.
Do you want to get the negative score out of the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we blow them off here?
Yeah.
I'm giving this movie a 58. I don't think it's horrible, but I would probably not watch it again, which isn't a big deal. 58. It's fine. There's way worse movies out there.
Cool. Way to be casual and laid back about it.
Mm-hmm. Sage, you or me? We'll let Lindsay go last.
I mean, I can go. I already have the number in my head. I'll probably give it a 77. Going into it, I probably was thinking it was going to be around the 55 area, but it did make that much bigger of an impact on me than I thought it was going to. Like, it was cute and funny. I love how true to the story it was. That's another thing. I liked that Waititi said at the beginning that they intentionally embellished some things to make it more entertaining of a story. Like, Jacob Tate and I just had this conversation. I think it was the end of the, I think it was the last episode of how transparency with how much you embellish a based on true story is important before you actually watch the movie. That's quote unquote based on a true story. So when he said that off the cuff, I was like, Well, thank you.
Yeah.
At least you said it. Now I can go into this knowing like this was based on true events with some fun embellishments. And I honestly, it was almost more true to that than it was way more true to that than I was expecting. Like very seriously true events plus proper embellishments that made it entertaining.
Didn't it but say
like, still kept the integrity
at the beginning? It said based on true events, and then it said like, and it erased that out or whatever. It said loosely. It was like, and it like
basically it was his YTD interview. Said like it was when it was just YTD as the preacher.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
the whole intro.
But yeah, it definitely did set the bar low as far as true events, and then I think it exceeded what it.
Totally agree. I think it exceeded
what it like
true events
started to mention. It, and like so, other movies are like, yeah, this is based on a true story. And it's like, fuck that. No, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. Not even close. Yeah,
this movie more was often the opposite. Than
not, it's not. Yeah, it was the opposite. So for those reasons, it's Easy 77, and I would definitely watch it again. I still think it falls into the comedy realm more than it does the based on a true story realm. So I do think it does not cap above 80. But for a comedy movie for me being 77, that's pretty stellar in my opinion.
I'm going to go 80. This movie is very rewatchable. And I think Taika Waititi killed it. And I feel very happy after watching it. So, yeah, that's what I got. Lindsay?
I'm going to give it a 92. I really enjoyed it. I found no flaws in it personally. Like, I just, like, had a good time with it. And I felt like if I didn't have to think about anything else, that feels like a good sign. I don't watch a lot of movies, so my actual voting might be a little skewed because it's what, maybe, like, the first movie I've even watched in this new year. but I loved it. I thought it was great. And I'd watch it again. And I'm going to tell people about it.
I feel like every coach ever needs to watch this movie as much as they need to watch, like,
Ted Lasso. Fucking,
somebody actually, I was reading about it, Fassbender called this, like, the Ted Lasso mixed with something else. I don't know. But he basically referred to this movie as similar to Ted Lasso. But, yeah, I feel like every coach should have to watch this.
Yeah, and like I enjoyed this more than Ted Lasso because Ted Lasso is full of drama. And this was just like a feel good. I love feel good shows. I like that I can just go to bed happy.
Yeah.
So Lindsay, I have a question. What made you choose 92 and why is Tate's rating system bad?
Well, I felt like I couldn't choose 100. Have you guys ever chosen 100?
Jacob has.
Really? On what?
Few movies. Jurassic Park's a perfect movie in my book. Indiana Jones, the first Indiana Jones.
All right, okay.
Yeah, there's a few.
Cool. Just wondering.
It's a Wonderful Life, which we haven't reviewed, but that's 100 for me.
I felt like I wasn't allowed to choose a flat number.
And that's the only thing that Tate does.
That's the only thing I do.
Oh.
He only chooses 80, fives and 80s zeros.
Or 75s, yeah.
The number of times he said were...
scale at that point.
Yeah. The number of times he said... Oh, you know, I want to give this a 92, but I can't.
It's like right between an 80 and 85.
No, but he doesn't say that. He's like, it's somewhere between like 80 and 85. So yeah. I guess I'll go 80. It's
so like have you guys noticed that you're all giving yourselves rules that don't matter in life?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I don't have rules.
Sage, you can go above an 80 on a comedy if you want. Yeah. Like,
okay, that's not a rule that is comparatively justified. A comedy movie, Anchorman is an incredible comedy movie. But I would never watch it over Interstellar. Pretty much any movie in the 80s and 90s. There are like hundreds of movies. If I had to choose between watching them or Anchorman, I would choose them.
You're missing Lindsay's point.
Yeah.
That's not a rule. This,
see, feels
that's
right,
a fact.
I, no, it's not Lindsay, a rule. I try to judge each movie in a vacuum. And so a comedy, if it's a perfect comedy, it can be 100 out of 100.
Exactly.
See, I am democratic in all movies. Are compared to each other.
I'm sad that my eye roll does not transfer over into podcast.
I feel like that's I feel like that's more merit, like a meritocracy than democratic.
Yeah.
Democratic. All opinions matter and you are but ruled. No,
that's the opposite of what you're
interchangeably.
Doing.
You don't get what you want.
You're saying comedies inherently have to be worse than drama.
I think we all just need to have fun and don't worry about whatever was the point of the movie. Don't worry about winning.
Pull off your rules for scoring is what Lindsay's saying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just I'm pulling in the movie.
So just what's the final score? Did I win or?
Average score of 76.75, so a 77 for this one.
Oh.
What?
Wait, what was it?
76.75, so a 77. Oh my God. You're the worst. That's not even a thing.
It's a thing now.
It's a coincidence.
All right, we won't draw up root boobs on your face from losing the earlier contest. You won this one.
I'll take it. So it
cancels out. Lindsay, anything you would like to like plug or say something about or anything?
You can cut this out. Keep this under 45 minutes or you will be hearing from my lawyers. And then I do kind of want to plug it. He doesn't even know that I'm doing this. It doesn't matter. One of our buddies started an app that's like movie and TV show right now. It's called Aftertaste, and I really enjoy it. I think it's great.
I just started,
but it's really cool.
Harrison sent it to me, and I downloaded it.
Yeah.
I downloaded it as well. I have not opened it yet. I feel bad about that, but I will now that you've brought it back up.
Well, and if you get on it now, you can get the first usernames. So.
Very nice.
This is my first time hearing
it. Not many people
and I feel
take
left
Rock
out, so now. I'm not going to download it.
Wow. Sage, they sent it in the Snapchat group, which you're a part of.
Huh?
Like a couple months ago.
Huh?
I think Sage needs to be a character. And Sage could be a character in this movie.
What would the movie be?
No, in our American Samoa, if he was like, he could have been a player on this team.
He could have been the goalie.
He could have been the goalie.
Probably would have been the goalie.
He could have been the character that like you say something to him and he just doesn't register.
Actually, I think Sage needed to be Fassbender in this movie. He needs to be the goalie that gets all angry all the time and then just realizes, chill out, man. Just leave the island lifestyle, man.
Sage is a irritable alcoholic, so that kind of tracks.
Checks out. Checks out over here.
Just kidding. Oh, can I give you a movie recommendation for your next one? I had already seen it, so I didn't want to.
Is that how it works? I don't think that's how it works.
It may not be for the next one, but you can recommend a movie. Sure.
I can't remember what it's called.
Only if you'll come back on it sometime.
What's the guy, Nick Miller, Jake Johnson? It's that new Jake Johnson movie.
Self-Reliance? No, I want to see it so bad.
It's good. It's really good. I wanted to tease it for this. It's only like an hour, 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
He directed it, right?
Yeah, he did. And it's really enjoyable. I think you guys will like it.
Self-Reliance?
Self-Reliance.
Yep. All right. You're coming back on when we do it.
Nope.
Yep.
One and done. Just like the coach here in the Lindsay took us to one win and she's out.
Yeah. And I'm tapping out.
Awesome. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us for this movie. Hey, next we are going to be doing something a little bit different. It's going to be as of the recording of this, the Oscar nominations came out today. So we've all got the list and what we're going to do, our Oscar preview will be I believe we'll release the first week of March. And so for the next 4 weeks, February 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th, will all be Oscar nominated movies of some sort. So that's the parameters for our picking. It'll again go me, Tate, Sage, and then maybe a guest, maybe just a general Oscar one if we can all agree on one, something like that. But that's a future us problem. For now, what we have to worry about is watching my next pick, which is streaming on Netflix. It is a movie called May December.
Yep.
Oh,
it's not one of the international films.
2 months. It is not. I pivoted. So it's nominated for writing, original screenplay, Sammy Birch, story by Sammy Birch and Alex Mechanic, M-E-C-H-A-N-I-K, directed by Todd Haynes, starring Natalie Portman, Julianne Moore, Charles Melton, Elizabeth Yu. There may be some other people that we recognize, but Julianne Moore and Natalie Portman are the main people. Like I said, it is streaming on Netflix. 20 years after their notorious tabloid romance gripped the nation, a married couple buckles under pressure when an actress arrives to do research for a film about their past. It's under 2 hours, hour 57. It's a comedy drama, and I have been told by Michael Knipp that it's important to remember the comedy aspect when watching this movie, because he did not fully realize that it was supposed to be a comedy. So he went in with a different lens than maybe the filmmakers were wanting their audience to go in with. I don't have massively high hopes for this. I've seen 13 of the Oscar movies so far, of the 38 full feature length movies that have been nominated. So this wouldn't have been my first Oscar pick. My first one would have been The Holdovers or Past Lives. But yeah, this is May December is the pick.
I love that it's streaming. Wow. Because that's going to be the hard thing about these next 4 weeks is finding movies that we can watch that.
Yeah.
But tight. All right. May There's December.
Actually a lot of them that are on Netflix.
Cool.
So.
Well, I will think on mine and Sage will think on his from the list. But cool. May December. Yeah. I fucking love Natalie Portman. So.
Yeah. I like Julianne Moore too. She's a blonde in this, not a redhead like normal.
Wow.
If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can shoot us an email at gd4ampodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at gd4gd_movies, Instagram gd4gd.movies. Give us a 5-star rating and or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of the podcatchers that take ratings and or reviews. And if not,
I'm going to beat you 31-0 in FIFA.
I'm going to make you a lovely marinated fish appetizer.
Sounds kind of nice.
I'm going to become an alcoholic.
Guys, I just realized we missed the best one. I'm going to draw boobies on your face.
We did miss the best one. You're right.
Oh,
fuck.
You're right. All right, we'll catch you next week at the movies.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Mechanic can be a panic,
but just a good-looking man. He's looking at you, kid. And any barmaid.
I'll be right here.
When you're terrific, if you're even good.
Where anyone else. Stuff that dreams are made of.
To Amy Semple is equally understood. Go out and try.
Louis. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Hollywood.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.
It's bold in terms of jerking people around, but I may have gone too far in a few places.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid!
Shoo-ba-doo-doo-bop. Ah, oh, that's what Jacob's talking about.